Ted Stevens is the first sitting senator convicted of a crime in 27 years. A Washington jury found him guilty of lying on his financial disclosure forms. The government said Stevens covered up gifts, including the renovation of his Girdwood home. Stevens testified at the trial that he didn't know about or want the gifts, and that the government's main witness, Veeco CEO Bill Allen, was lying. Allen said he gave Stevens many of the gifts simply because he liked him, and that Stevens asked for some of the items while others were surprises. Either way, prosecutors said Stevens never declared the gifts on his forms. Each conviction carries a maximum sentence of 5 years. Stevens is on the ballot in next week's Senate race, and his name will stay there. If he wins, only the Senate can remove him by a 2/3 vote. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,